The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Round 2 of the US Open, the golfing major, underway from Brookline, Massachusetts. Fionn Davenport, of course, co-host of the Golf Weekly podcast on Off the Ball. Fionn, what are the scores in the doors, first of all?
The scores in the doors are, well, 3-under is leading, and it's a fairly populated leaderboard. So you have Tarin, Lingmuirth, Damon, Hardy, all names that wouldn't be known to anybody but the true golfing aficionado. But they are joined indeed by one Rory McIlroy, who is at 3-under, has yet to start his second round. He goes out in just over half an hour. And Scottie Scheffler, who is the Masters champion and the current number one, he's playing the 18th at the moment, and he's 3-under as well for his second round.
All right, okay, so Rory in a good position. Let's talk about him in just a moment, but there are other Irish in and about there somewhere. Shane Lowry and Seamus Power, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, Seamus Power is a plus one playing the 15th now. So obviously, he's even par for the day, so he's had a pretty steady round, and our good old friend Shane Lowry is further down the leaderboard somewhere.
Right, okay. So yeah. Seamus Power should make it through to the weekend. Maybe not Shane Lowry, is that it?
Probably not. So Shane Lowry's 3-over for his round, so 5-over total. So it depends on what the leaders go out. Now, he's still within 8 shots of the lead, so he's not entirely out of it, but he probably would need a birdie now before he finishes his round, just to kind of give him peace of mind.
A birdie now and then the weather gods maybe to turn against the leaders.
Wind is going to get up this afternoon. Okay. So it's going to get tougher. Yeah, so that's what was scheduled for yesterday and today, was that the playing conditions were going to be better in the morning for the morning starters and harder in the afternoon as the wind got up.
All right, okay. Well, the gods might smile on Shane Lowry yet, so we won't completely lose out hope. Rory McIlroy, I mean, in great form, having won last week going into this tournament. Today, though, is where Rory can do a Rory, isn't it? This is where he has 75-76 kind of mediocre round on Saturday, and then 65 on Sunday, ends up in the top five, but never in contention.
You've really done my job for me here. That's exactly right. Look, nobody's denying that Rory on his day is the best golfer in the world. The problem is can he have on his day 4 days in a row? And that's what he needs. Maybe 3 days in a row and one day where he's not, you know, he's not kind of shooting himself out of contention, which has been the case, unfortunately, in so many majors since he last won one in 2014. But you're right. He is in great form. He won the Canadian Open last week, took Justin Thomas right down the 18th on the Sunday. It was a terrific battle between two of the world's most informed players. Look, this week, it's not just all about Rory McIlroy. And as we know in golf, all you can do is take care of your situation. There are lots of other players. It's a real lurkers leaderboard. There's lots of very good players within a handful of shots of the leaderboard. So whatever's going to happen, and obviously Rory fans are hoping that he kind of keeps it together, but it has the makings of a great championship here. Like, absolutely brilliant.
I really hope Rory's thereabouts going into the weekend. It would be brilliant. It's remarkable to think 2014, it's like 8 years.
8 years
since his last major.
It's a lifetime.
Phil Mickelson, poor old Philly, he's not going to make. Lefty's not going to make the weekend, is he?
No. This is a guy who really hasn't played any golf at all until he played in the first LIV golf tournament last week in London, and shot a very unspectacular 10 over then. He is 7 over for the round yesterday, and I'm just looking at the leaderboard. I'm just catching up with the things. He's not in great shape. He's 3 over for today. He's playing the 17th, so he's a total of 11 over. So his week ends today. For sure. He's going home. What was interesting, though, is that despite predictions to the contrary, Mickelson was greeted with lots of very positive cheers. So, you know, despite the fact that the American media have really, really kind of gone hard on him for his decision to take the Saudi money and kind of really leave the PGA Tour in the lurch, that the fans, you know, this is the people's champion. This is the guy who spent the last 30 years entertaining fans. He still has a very strong fan base. And even though he looks like death warmed up, he's a popular favorite. Unfortunately, he's not going to be there at the weekend.
Yeah, and it is interesting because I know the pressure on him was coming from, even from 9/11 families were being presented at kind of press conferences and
so
questioning
this is
him
the
about
interesting thing.
Taking
yeah.
money from the Saudis. And then I saw that, and like, I'm like you, I follow all these golf accounts on social media because I'm that way inclined, and we all have our cross to bear. And yeah, crowds cheering him when he got out there for practice rounds.
Yeah, so it's an interesting one. It says the 9/11 families, the group that represents them, had written a letter expressly to him expressing their dismay at the fact that he would take the Saudi money and effectively team up with those they consider responsible ultimately for 9/11, which is a whole new brand new. It's a new angle of attack on LIV Golf, that the 9/11 angle. And it's not one that's easily batted away by a golfer just endorsing talking points, going, oh, I've got to take care of my family, you know, the money, this, or we're trying to grow the game. When you mention 9/11, that's a much more serious accusation. And it's one that's very, very difficult to refute. And Mickelson did his best. He said, look, I have nothing but empathy and sympathy for the victims of 9/11, which seems almost laughable in the sense of like, well, what else would you have? You know?
Yeah.
But I mean, what it does is like he is paradoxically, he is safer on the golf course than in the media tent, because in the media tent, he's at the mercy of journalists who just keep asking him questions about this. Whereas on the golf course, as you said, or we've been saying, he's playing bad golf, but at least he's kind of walking along to the cheers of fans who, for all of whatever's happened this year, still think, you know what, this is the people's champion. Mm. It's Phil Mickelson, you know, multiple major winner, one of the most popular players on tour.
Well, they'll have to cheer for someone else over the weekend. As Fionn says, he's 11 over as we speak. He's not going to make it. Shane Lowry might. We'll have to wait and see how those further up the leaderboard do at the weekend. Seamus Power will. And Rory McIlroy is well in the hunt. He is on 3-under, but he has not started his round yet. So we'll all be watching it closely later. Fionn, pleasure as always. We'll talk to you again soon. Fionn Davenport is the co-host of the Golf Weekly podcast from Off the Ball.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.